Odd Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
That baby Tone.
That right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Cameraman!
Get over here, cameraman! Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
I'm pretty good. I love baseball.
Me too. Baseball. Bruce hit big last night.
I was 5-0 on the airwave, 6-0 overall. Got the parlay to prove it. I'm ready to roll.
Nobody was questioning you.
I'm ready to roll, you could say. Bit of a travel day here, though.
Not a lot of games today. Might just bet the board, so we'll see.
Red Sox won again.
Red Sox won again.
How about Pavetta? Pavetta cheese really shut me up.
Tried to warn your brothers. Fucking Lambrick Park.
We knew.
Yeah. They don't fucking.
Did you guys hear the news about the our beloved A's? They're going to play in a minor league stadium. It's going to be pretty cool.
Tell you what.
That's how it works, brother.
There's
as long as they're not playing in Oakland, I don't care.
Send them to Montreal. Give us the Expos back.
Oh, you wanted them to go the entire way across the country?
The entire, who gives a fuck? There's 10 people watching.
Where is Montreal?
Montreal, East Coast, bro.
Gotcha. East, yeah.
I'm watching fucking Mickey Mouse.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying is I don't care where they go as long as it's out of Oakland.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. We're.
I don't think any fans are going to be there in Sacramento.
We were watching that game yesterday, and who would have known that little sacrifice fly would have fucking been the game winner?
I mean, that's just what...
I mean, it would be cool to, like, sit on the lawn in the outfield and watch Aaron Judge pimp a yabo, I will say.
Yeah.
Where?
Sacramento.
There's grass outfield bleachers.
A lot of AAA stadiums have that.
Like the Little League World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful one here.
I was 2-2-1. The Buccos let me down. Mitch Keller let me down.
No, I think your coach let you down, brother.
No.
Yeah.
Dealing with an injury, so we'll be back.
Connor Joe's hurt?
Had to be.
Oh, 6-3 Tigers. The Mets are dead, brother.
Otter, how are we?
Tony, doing pretty good.
Today is Picks Thursday.
Wow.
Hey, we haven't had one of these in a while.
No show tomorrow or Monday. Little programming note there. Also, programming note, didn't know that ads were running in the middle of the show, so got that cleaned up, too.
What's that?
YouTube just decided to change their fucking formula and just started fucking putting bad ads in the middle of the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
While we're live,
brother.
So people miss the content.
I don't know if they miss the content or they pick.
Picks up where. Yeah,
way, brother.
I would assume it picks up after.
So people are not happy, I would imagine.
I thought that didn't happen.
I don't know.
Why don't we just turn off ads altogether?
Oh, I did.
Okay. Good work.
He did.
But before, it was either before or after.
That's why it was. Matter. That was a programming note, brother.
Yeah, programming note.
Programming
Bruce,
note.
Fucking stick with us.
It's kind of bullshit, Google.
Thanks, Mitt. So today we will do in order baseball because we got some day games coming up here.
Always baseball first, no matter what.
Yeah.
Those are the rules.
NCAA Final Four tournaments.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
NBA, NHL, footy.
Go on.
Are we cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chelsea just went up on United, unfortunately.
Duh. What do you mean, unfortunately?
On United, a double chance at Stamford Bridge.
Oh, you said Chelsea. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you said Liverpool. Yeah. That's on me.
I mean, Liverpool's up.
Let's go. Now, whenever this thrilling Detroit and Mets game is over, they're going to play two.
Who's chalking game two?
Matt Manning versus Jose Buto.
Jesus.
Or Buto. He has one AAA start this year. It was pretty good. He's got a .90 in the spring going against Matt Manning, who has not started yet this year.
What's Matt Manning been up to?
I was actually leaning towards Jose Buto, but I think we're just going to stay away because the Mets haven't won a fucking baseball game.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
If this game wraps up here and the Mets did lose the first leg, I am tempted to play them on the second leg. So that would certainly be the lean.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot about that. Your gimmick there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't recall it having much success last year, though I believe it did have stats to back it up. I don't remember winning a lot of bets on the second leg of doubleheaders last season.
Surely.
Just an anecdote.
Hey, stick to your guns, brother.
Okay. Now we go Washington. They're hosting the Buccos. Marty Perez goes against
Marty.
Josiah Gray.
Dog.
Marty gave up one in his first start this year.
Of course he did.
Had a good spring training. I'm going to go with Pirates. Full game, -130. Ooh. I don't I'm going to pick them all today. So
I'm on the first five money line.
Okay.
I too am on the Buccos. The my favorite thing about it is that Marty Perez is a lefty in the Nationals struggle with lefties. I also love that the Buccos lost their first game yesterday and have a chance to win the series here.
Yep.
And in that loss, O'Neill Cruz, the Cruz missile.
Yep.
Over.
Yeah, they haven't lost a series yet this year either.
Connor Joe in the fucking lineup.
He better be. Yet. I haven't checked.
If Connor
lineup should be out.
I might fucking cash out if Connor Joe is not at the top of the lineup.
Okay.
Interesting line movement there. Why was it -130? Now it's -118. A lot of money coming in on the Nats.
Must be.
Yeah, Josiah Gray is
must be good, unless they announce that Connor Joe is not in the lineup today.
That might be the line too.
Let me see if the lineup's out yet.
It is. But yeah, Josiah Gray was solid last
year. He was decent.
The lineup is out, Bruce, or?
It has to be.
The game, oh, it is.
Game starts.
Connor Joe is DHing today.
Okay.
Oh, so he is banged up.
Yeah, must be. That's He's batting fifth.
That's not great. We need to get that man an extra double shot.
This guy not mixing fucking coffee.
Get the pour over going or what? Cleveland goes from Seattle to Minnesota. Tanner Beebe goes against Pablo Lopez. I like Pablo Lopez. A bit of a travel situation from Cleveland, from Seattle to Minnesota.
Yep.
Give me Minnesota first five.
Yeah, I'm with you there. The Guardians beat the shit out of George Kirby. That was impressive.
Yeah.
Guards playing some decent ball. I like the Twins first five as well.
Yep, I'm playing the Twins full. Not only is it a travel day, but the Guardians somehow are on a 10-game road trip to start the year. That's tough. BB, no good first start. Give me Lopez and the boys.
Went four, gave up three. Lopez went seven, gave up one. Miami's in St. Louis. Weathers goes against Lance Lynn. Miami also has not won a game. Weathers went four, gave up three in his first start. Lance Lynn went four, gave up none. I kind of forced this one, but I am going to go St. Louis full game.
I'm first five. Where was Weathers before? Dad's?
Right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm with you. Cards, first home game for St. Louis. Give me Lance Lynn and the boys.
Okay.
I do fancy Lance Lynn here. Home opener. Feels like a home opener guy.
Okay.
I haven't bet it yet. Is it just something about it's so fucking obvious.
The Cardinals home opener is fucking awesome. You get off of school.
There's a couple cities that are,
It's so cool. They have the fucking... what's that? The Anheuser-Busch big fucking Clydesdale.
St. Louis, Cincinnati, Boston, Pittsburgh. You know, those are some great opening day cities.
Yes, sir. You guys are talking me into it. Talking me right into it, boy.
And then the last game of the night, the only night game tonight, Chicago versus KC. Soroka goes against Seth Lugo. Lugo had a great first start. Ooh. Six innings pitch, no earned runs. Soroka, five, four earned runs. I'll go KC first five.
Wow. Is this Soroka from the Braves? It's not, right?
I believe so.
Is it?
How many Sorokas do we got?
I mean, the White
Sox. It is the Soroka from the Braves.
The White Sox got a bit of a pitching staff if the other fucking Jim Crochets keeps fucking dealing.
Yeah.
I'm out on this one, though.
Okay. Jeez.
I absolutely love the Royals. I loved it a little bit.
You love the Royals no matter what.
Bruce has found
bit of a Royals mark.
Bruce has found his golden nugget.
No, I mean, I did watch... all three games in Baltimore, and they were putting up a fight. Salvador Perez is hitting the shit out of the baseball right now. And I like the spot, even though the game was delayed yesterday and they lost in heartbreaking fashion in the bottom of the ninth. Because the White Sox, off their first win, having their next game with the Braves rained out, heading into KC with a pitcher disadvantage. I loved it a lot more, -165 last night, but I'm still laying it at 175.
Oh, I got 168 this morning.
Dude, yeah, exactly.
I mean, Morency was tweeting about the Royals, so you know they're filled
with decent. Yeah. They're hitting well, and their pitchers are holding up. So what's not to like?
All right. So I'm going to go Buccos, full game. Twins, first five. Cards, full game. Royals, first five.
All first five. Buccos, Twins, Cards, money line.
All full game for me, nice and simple. Pirates, Twins, Royals. And I did just add the Cardinals, but it is a half unit.
All right, we're on the same side tonight, brother. So either real good or real bad.
We're on all the
sink or swim, brothers.
We're on all the favorites.
We're all on the same sides, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are on all the favorites as well.
We are.
Yes.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing, brother.
Nothing, brother. It's ball season, brother.
NCAA basketball. Give me the Dogs.
Me too. Give me the Dogs. NC State plus 9.5, Bama plus 11.
That's a lot of points. Give me the Dogs.
Yep.
I don't think Bama covers, but I do think NC State covers.
Okay.
I said it's a lot of points, and fuck it. I put them both in a parlay, both the favorites to cover. UConn minus 11.5, Purdue minus 9.5, plus 282.
All right.
I'll take the Dogs in the women's games as well.
Okay. I'll lay it with South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get in on UConn catching a couple there.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Fucking Paige Bucket.
I like Paige Bucket.
Yeah. I think Paige Buckets can obviously you cannot actually stop Caitlin Clark.
No.
But I think her length and ability to pick her up at half court will potentially slow her down.
Bit of a length situation.
Yeah, there's a lot of length there.
NBA tonight.
Just two.
A couple plays.
Sorry about the terrible news, Bruce.
Yeah, I mean, the writing was kind of on the wall. You can't really call it shocking when a guy dislocated his shoulder and then is out for 3 months. Like, you could safe to assume that
something more than that.
That his AC joint or something is pretty fucked up. And they said if he came back, it was a substantial risk for permanent damage. So, you know, hopefully he gets well. I mean, the season's probably over for the Knicks. OG Anunoby doesn't seem like he's coming back.
Yeah, what happened?
All right, brother.
Got an elbow.
Was he hurt when he came over?
It's okay, brother.
Maybe. He like, what does he need? Tommy John? Like, he's got fucking his shooting elbow.
Plays like once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then even Hartenstein, our beloved.
Is Hartenstein down?
Our beloved fella. No, but he has Achilles tendinopathy, so he sits out like every 3 games as well.
Jesus Christ.
I got one.
We got a lot of tendons on the
night. I got one play a night.
Is it the Sixers?
No.
Is it the Nuggets?
Ooh.
No.
Is it the Rockets?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Because you don't just walk into the Toyota Center and come out alive.
Nobody does.
No, you don't. You don't, Tony.
Home dogs. Give me the Rockets, baby.
Oh.
Ooh. I like the Knicks on the money line at home against the Kings. I like the Sixers. Embiid's in, right?
Embiid's probably in. I would assume.
Is he wearing the Skechers already, or is that next
year? Yes, he is wearing the Skechers already. That's why I am terrified for that guy.
I like Sixers plus 2.5.
Good shoes, dude. Good shape-ups.
They're not. I mean, for basketball? Come on, brothers.
They're good basketball shoes.
Yeah, Google it. My dad.
Come on, brothers.
You guys are
Come on, brothers.
Brothers.
Julius Randle was big-time balling in the
Skechers. Yeah, and guess what, dude? Julius Randle's out for the year.
Yeah, it affected his shoulder,
He does wear the Skechers on his shoulder. So
he does, actually.
He fell down. Why'd he fall down?
Yeah.
He got fouled by that Jacquez guy from the slam.
Oh, not
yeah, Jacquez. First NBA player to fall down this year.
On his shoulder for sure. give me the nut. No, 175. Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, I was kind of priced out of them, but I do think the Warriors minus 175 and the Nuggets minus 175 could cook up a little parlay there if you like that.
Just spat in your face.
What?
Yeah, he did.
He did.
I mean, okay, well, I'm also about to do this. I like the Sacramento Kings.
I fucking saw
because
this. I like fucking the Kings.
I mean, brother. Bro, they have actually, like, they have two.
Yeah, Knicks are dead. Centers.
No. The Knicks, they got fucking like Brunson, brother.
I know, and they have De'Aaron Fox, brother. So I just think the Knicks are on a downward slope, and I think
they're not going to play defense anymore.
Yeah, I think the Kings are a very good team that needs to win this game.
Bruce.
A lot of casual chatter going on.
Oh, okay. The Knicks are on an upward slope.
Yeah. Are they? They're trending in the right direction.
No, they're not.
What the fuck?
They're not. 3 weeks all right. Ago. Whatever.
For the Knicks. Okay. God damn it.
Gonna be burn the court.
Don't touch.
No, that would be fucked up.
Go down right now.
It's the original floor.
Piece of history.
This is a piece of history signed by Walt Clyde Frazier.
Original floor from Madison Square Garden.
All right, man. Who do you have? Just
I got the Sacramento Kings, and then I'm taking the Nuggets and the Warriors in a parlay.
Who do you have NIT tonight, Gummy?
NIT?
Yeah.
Indiana State.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you mean, dude?
But
I thought you were a senior guy.
That's Seton Hall team is very good.
I'm worried about it. I mean, I'm worried about it.
Yeah, I am.
Seton Hall just make me so much money in college. This was a hard one, but I'm taking Indiana State. Yeah, you got to ride with the boys.
The fact that they beat UConn is just like,
So did Creighton, though. 2-0 Chelsea, this United team.
Come on, man.
What the fuck?
Speaking of, how are we doing in footy?
Is skates coming in, or should
let me check.
Should I just run through my HL plays?
Well, there's a bunch of games. Let me check. What's his name?
Nick.
Why don't you, do you got footy first, or?
Yeah, I can. Tomorrow, I got Marseille, double chance versus Lille. Saturday, I like Villa, moneyline versus Brentford. Burnley, +1.5 versus Everton. Newcastle, draw no bet versus Fulham. West Ham, draw no bet versus Wolves. Arsenal, moneyline versus Brighton. Roma, draw no bet versus Lazio. Torino, draw no bet versus Empoli. MLS, Miami lost again last night. Guy got 3 yellow cards in 1 game.
Can't have it.
Tough to do.
Pretty impressive for the fucking CONCACAF Champions Cup. And just so we're clear here, everybody that's in the tournament is part of CONCACAF. I hate to break it to the marks who think that if you're betting against the MLS, you're not betting on CONCACAF.
Well, you're not betting on the fucking US part of it.
It's all the teams from Mexico are.
You're not betting on the MLS. Well,
brother. Cincinnati, draw no bet versus New York. Columbus, moneyline versus DC. Miami, for some reason, moneyline versus Colorado. Atlanta, double chance versus NYCFC. Nashville, draw no bet versus Philly. Seattle, moneyline versus Montreal. And then Sunday, just Nice, draw no bet. Monaco, moneyline. Lyon, draw no bet. Bologna, moneyline. Okay. Napoli, moneyline. Atalanta, moneyline. Juventus, moneyline.
Okay. Thank you.
Take the match. Who says no?
Who?
WrestleMania 6, Ultimate Warrior versus Macho Man Randy Savage.
Who won that one?
I think the Ultimate Warrior.
Better not have been a fucking trapdoor.
There was no trapdoor. My friends, the only trapdoors.
The one that ruined.
Bottomless pit of losing hockey picks I have to offer.
Or the one that ruined Dave Boyd.
Come on, dude. Career. We're winning tonight.
Nah, I feel like.
Well, you faded yourself yesterday, so you knew what was going
to
happen.
Clark Griswold walking up to the blackjack dealer, just ready to get kicked in the nuts again. Give him $500. Call it a night.
Thank you.
Texas hockey is.
Yeah.
Boy.
It's good. Well, I can tell you that Carolina is hot again.
Yeah.
And they are hosting the Boston Bruins, who ruined the coin the other night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Say you?
I say Swayman's in. And when Swayman's in, I bet the bees. Give me the bees.
Yeah.
So I like the
bees. You want to win?
I like the bees at plus money as well.
I want nothing to do with the Islanders and Blue Jackets.
Ooh. Me neither. Ooh. I was thinking that same thing.
Nothing.
No, thank you.
Okay. Tampa. Going to Montreal.
Give me the Bolts. Tomcats going. Bag Tompkins.
Okay.
Bolts. Come on. Bolts are hot.
Bolts went
I'm going to keep riding this.
What they won? 10 games? 1-1?
You want to keep Toronto giving me the Florida Panthers as a favorite? Give me the fucking pesky Stens.
They got to win one of these.
Give me the pesky
Stens. I'm on the kitty cats.
Yeah, I'll take the Panthers.
Do you guys keep doing that?
I will. Okay? I will. You've heard what fucking
I keep raking it in. Here's the big one, boys. -110, -110. Penguins. I'm going
to put my feet up and enjoy this game.
Penguins and Caps.
Ooh.
I got nothing for
Who's
you.
Who's in that?
Ned.
Wow.
Nedeljkovic versus Charlie Lindgren.
Ooh.
I'm going to put my feet up, enjoy, and watch Sid Novy one last time. You know, battle
the greats.
Last time. Fucking run it back, brother.
I can see it now. Fucking Flower stops a breakaway, and that just turns the whole game around.
That's what happened in game 7.
I got nothing here.
Okay.
2009.
Good. Colorado's at Minnesota. I got nothing there.
I'll take the
Lanch, brother.
Yeah, give me the Lanch.
Okay. The Blues are heading to Nashville.
I'll take the Preds. Come on, you Preds.
Interesting.
Come on, PK was just there. Broadway's hot. It's buzzing. Let's go.
An interesting one. I'll take the Blues.
Oh, guy loves the Blues.
I do love the Blues.
What about our sweet, sweet Slovis?
Calgary and Winnipeg, I want nothing.
No, thank you.
No.
And the Sharks are...
Are they hungry?
They're $3 dogs
against
stop
Hockeywood.
Hockeywood. Nothing for me, please. Yeah.
Are we seeing plus 2.5 for the hungry?
Good.
You can get it in there.
Let's see.
You gotta dig a little bit, but you can get it.
NH. NH, brother.
Oh, there you go, right there.
1.5 no, even money. Let's scroll that, baby.
2.5 What is it?
Give us a scroll, brother.
40.
See all lines.
See.
Sharks plus 2.5 minus 190. I mean, that's
too much.
I'll take Sharks plus 3.5 minus 600.
Do you think that's
enough? Sold.
I feel good about that one.
Do you? I don't. Fuck off. They better be hungry.
Fuck it. Lay 1,000.
Hungry.
Got this.
When was the last time the Hungry Sharks won a game?
Well, they're 1-8-1 in their last 10. So
that's not bad.
We're starving.
It's been a bit. Okay. Thank you, Nick.
Good luck, boy.
Good luck to you tonight. Good luck.
Yeah. God bless. Go Guinos.
Yeah. Mitt, you want to send us out of here on
something? What time is puck drop on Guinos?
7 p.m.
Get eyes on that, brother.
Root Sports Pittsburgh.
Woo!
You!
Root Sports Pittsburgh.
Woo!
Mitt, you want to send us out of here?
Yeah, Tony, I got some for you.
Okay.
Woo! Well, Tony.
Last one of the week, Mitt.
Make it good.
It always seems impossible until it's done. Nelson Mandela.
You're right.
Yeah. I mean, he's right.
He is right.
It's not
my was right.
Thought you were going to go with a... remember that sweet, that time he did the quote of somebody else from Orlovsky's Twitter?
Yeah.
By way of?
Mm-hmm.
Dan did
kind of dumb quote this day, so.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
We'll be back on Tuesday. Good luck on all your bets this weekend. We can't thank you enough
for
watching along.
I love the Yankees tomorrow, opening day, New York.
Well, shocker.
1 o'clock.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.